course. I'd rather die than simply heat up big lumps of meat.
Ah, said the new Lord Chamberlain, I should think very carefully about that. The new Emperor, may he have a bath for 10,000 years, tends to interpret that as a request.
The babble of voices stopped. The cause of the sudden silence was one small sharp noise. It was a cork popping. Lord Hong had a Grand Vizier's talent for apparently turning up out of nowhere. His gaze swept the kitchens. It was certainly the only housework he had ever done. He stepped forward. He'd taken a small black bottle from out of the sleeve of his robe.
Bring me the meat, he said. The sauce will take care of itself.
The assembled people watched with horrified interest. Poison was all part of the Hung Hung Yi's court etiquette, but people generally did it while hidden from sight somewhere, out of good manners.
Is there anyone, said Lord Hong, who has anything they would like to say?
His gaze was like a scythe. As it swung around the room, people wavered and hesitated and fell.
Very well, said Lord Hong. I would rather die than see a barbarian on the imperial throne. Let him have his big lumps. Bring me the meat.
There was a movement in the ground, and the sound of shouting and the thump of a stick. A peasant scuttled forward, reluctantly wheeling a huge covered dish on a trolley. At the sight of Lord Hong, he pushed the trolley aside, flung himself forward, and grovelled. I avert my gaze from your orchard in a favourable position. Countenance, O Lord. Lord Hong prodded the prone figure with his foot.
It is good to see the arts of respect maintained, he observed. Remove the lid.
The man got up, and still bowing and ducking, lifted the cover. Lord Hong upended the bottle and held it there until the last drop had hissed out. His audience was transfixed.
And now let it be taken to the barbarians, he said.
Certainly, your celestial ink-brush, willow frond, righteousness.
Where are you from, peasant?
Bespelagic, O Lord.
Ah, I thought so.
The big bamboo doors slid back. The new Lord Chamberlain stepped in, followed by a caravan of trolleys.
Breakfast, O Lord of 1,000 years, he said. Big lumps of pig, big lumps of goat, big lumps of ox, and 7 fried rice.
One of the servants lifted the lid of a dish.
But take my tip and don't go for this pork, he said. It's been poisoned.
The Chamberlain spun around.
Insolent pig, you will die for this.
It's Rincewind, isn't it? Said Cohen. Looks like Rincewind.
Got my hat here somewhere, said Rincewind. Had to stuff it down my trousers.
Poison, said Cohen. You sure?
Well, okay, it was a black bottle and it had a skull and crossbones on it, and when he tipped it out it smoked, said Rincewind, as Mr. Savaloy helped him up. Was it anchovy essence? I don't think so.
Poison, said Cohen. I hate poisoners. Just about the worst sort, poisoners. Creeping around, putting muck in a man's grub.
He glared at the Chamberlain.
Was it you?
He looked at Rincewind and jerked a thumb towards the cowering Chamberlain.
Was it him? Because if it was, he's going to get done to him what I did to the mad snake priests of Start, and this time I'll use both thumbs.
No, said Rincewind. It was someone they called Lord Hong. But they all watched him do it.
A little scream erupted from the Lord Chamberlain. He threw himself to the floor and was about to kiss Cohen's foot until he realised that this would have about the same effect as eating the pork.
Mercy, O celestial being, we are all pawns in the hands of Lord Hong.
What's so special about Lord Hong, then?
He's a fine man, the Chamberlain gibbered. I won't say a word against Lord Hong. I certainly don't believe it's true that he has spies everywhere. Long life to Lord Hong, that's what I say.
He risked looking up and found the point of Cohen's sword just in front of his eyes.
Yeah, but right now, who are you more frightened of? Me or this Lord Hong?
Lord Hong.
Cohen raised an eyebrow. Well, I'm in